you know, something Sam said there just struck home with me, and I've been feeling that in my spirit, is that we have to care, and we can't care on our own. We have to submit to the Holy Spirit, and so that I just pray that we would be a body that cares. And anyway, when Sarah and I were we were first married, and I think I told Sam it was like 8 years. I think it was a little bit longer than that. But when we were first married, we lived on a street called Custer, and we wanted our home to you know, just to shine the light of Christ. But you know, you don't really know how to impact your neighbors. But we had some neighbors. And they were actually closer to our parents' age, and they you know, they did a lot for us, and we wanted to be the ones doing and serving, but they did a lot for us, and we wanted to share the light of Christ with them, but you know, it always seemed like they you know, were always blessing us. Well, they had a son who was in his early 20s. And I always wanted to share Jesus with them, and I, you know, I didn't actually have, you know, a specific time where, you know, hey, you know, was able to sit down and share the whole gospel with them or anything, but you know, we lived our lives together, and it was, I mean, you know, it was early on in our marriage. We were newly married. Well, their son, he was struggling. I mean, he was partying, and this really bothered them. And they shared with us a number of times the different relationships he had been in, the drinking, and the, you know, just all the different things. And so we were moved by that, but we didn't know how to impact or what to do. And they were very close to us, but you know, we didn't. You know, we weren't specific about, hey, here's the whole gospel. Well, through our relationship, one night we got a phone call that Chris had been in a bad car accident. And so I told Sarah, I said, hey, I want to go to the hospital. And so she said, okay. So I just felt real compelled to go to the hospital. So I walked into the hospital. I'm going to his room, and him and his friend, a friend was with him, they walked out of the room. I mean, and from what I had heard, it was a horrible accident. And I just looked at him and I said, do you realize if you would have died tonight, where you'd be? And I was like, you know, that when that came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, you know, it's pretty bold. Well, I said that, and he goes, I know. And then his friend was with him, and he said, I know. And I said, you guys, you want to pray? And he said, yeah. And so we gathered, we locked hands and held hands, and we prayed together. And when we were done, his friend said, man, you're full of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, okay, you know, it was cool that he said that. But when I say that, this friend had been witnessing to him for years, and this, it was that moment that his friend's life changed when we prayed together. So him and his friend, I since heard that him and his, well, Sarah and I got him a Bible, and we were just able to minister that way. But his friend began taking him to church. They spent time together, and you know, we didn't have a whole lot of interaction after that. But I do know he's married, and he's got married to a Christian woman, and he's got kids now. But you know, you know, in our flesh we think, oh hey, look what I did, or even him saying, oh, you're full of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work, and we submit to it. And the Lord gave me this scripture this morning, and I felt compelled to share it. It says, it's 1 Corinthians Oh, sorry. Thanks. 1 Corinthians 3. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed. As the Lord assigned to each, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. So we're all God's. He's building us together. One plants, one waters. But ultimately, it's the Holy Spirit that moves on us and moves through us and gets the increase.
So. Let me just real quick. Is that I gotta do this. Was that a normal interaction from you to speak that boldly to a guy like that?
Oh, no, I don't normally do that.
You're a soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
Great. So, and this guy's at a moment of crisis, and you come in and just boldly say, was he born again then?
I believe so.
Amen.
From his, we think we have, it's got to look a certain way to us. But it's the Lord that gets the increase.
Amen.
And so,
good. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that story. Then Monday, you have something coming up.
Yeah, Monday. Several months ago, I shared with a client, an 87-year-old client, about Jesus. And, he was not open. He said, I'm not ready. And so I just kind of wrote it off. Well, last Sunday, when Sam was sharing about him boldly going to the hospital and sharing with somebody he didn't know, it just re-stirred in me that this guy, that I need to go, I need to continue going to see Kenneth. And so tomorrow I'm going to go have lunch with him and you might just keep him in prayer that the Lord would move on his heart. It's hard, but I think there's some softness there.
Great. Anyway. So he's got a mission now to go. That's his short list. And here goes, Chad's going to share the gospel tomorrow with a guy, 87 years old. Let's not say, that's powerful. So we want to pray for this missionary that goes into this moment, okay? So let me pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint Chad. He's already shared, but I pray you anoint him with power and fill him with the Spirit. Let the gospel, let the Spirit work on Kenneth's heart. We pray you open him up that he would receive salvation in Christ. And I think it's not about how good Chad speaks. It's about your presence there and the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless our brother as he goes in Jesus' name.